3, 2, 1. I remember many years ago when we first got cable, the Associated Press had a service that streamed the news all day. So you got the major stories every hour or so, then a few minutes later a notice, add one or add two, would come across with additional information. What was particularly interesting was the information was almost always all fact, not speculation or opinion. Now jump to last week. The website BuzzFeed runs an unsubstantiated story about possible obstruction of justice. No attribution, no verification, and perhaps most importantly, no follow-up from other news organizations. But lest you think I'm merely longing for the good old days, I checked a number of stories about the BuzzFeed story, and most of them held the Washington Post 1970s Watergate reporting as an exemplar of how investigative journalism is supposed to be done. For starters, almost all reporters covering Watergate were just that, reporters. They gathered information, usually from documents, then interviewed multiple sources about those documents. And reporters didn't rely on just one source. In some instances, stories were actually stopped because two or more sources couldn't be found to verify details. Another problem today is the multiplicity of news outlets and the 24-hour all-news cycle, both of which lead to speculations and assumptions, rumors and gossip. Notice also how all news operations rely on the same sources and talking heads, none of whom give us any real information. Again, it's all speculation and gossip. The credo of journalism used to be, get the story first, but first get it right. And the story is just that, facts backed up by more facts, not rumors backed by speculation. I'm Larry Burris.